From Washington, this is VOA News. An Indonesian official says a missing airliner could be at the bottom of the ocean. At least 10 people are dead in a ferry boat fire in the Adriatic Sea. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. The head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency says a missing Air Asia jet could be at the bottom of the sea. The official told reporters in Jakarta today the Airbus 320 with 162 people on board is presumed to have crashed Sunday off the Indonesian coast in the Java Sea. A search for the missing aircraft is ongoing. Three Al Jazeera journalists are marking 1 year since they were arrested in Egypt on charges of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. They are scheduled to go to court Thursday to appeal their case. Australian Peter Grest, Egyptian-Canadian Mohamed Fahmy are in prison on 7-year sentences. Their Egyptian colleague Bar Mohamed is serving a 10-year sentence. Italy says that all the remaining passengers have been rescued from a ferry boat that caught fire off the island of Corfu in the Adriatic Sea, but the death toll reached 10 amid fears that more people may be missing. We get more from Sayla Hennessy.
Italian Premier Matteo Renzi said Monday the ferry blaze killed some passengers.
Nel giro di qualche ora contiamo di terminare le operazioni.
He says four corpses were recovered at sea during rescue operations Monday. A Greek man died on Sunday after being trapped in a lifeboat chute. Renzi expressed his gratitude to the rescue crews. He says his prayers go to the families of the victims who have gone through this very painful experience. Sayla Hennessy, London.
This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras has called for early elections for January 25th. The elections were scheduled after lawmakers failed to elect a new president in the third and final round of voting today. Palestinians are pressing the United Nations Security Council for a vote this week on statehood and an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories within 3 years. Arab ambassadors met at the UN today on the wording of the resolution. The United States has already announced it will not support it. Here is State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke.
We don't think this resolution is constructive. We think it sets arbitrary deadlines for reaching a peace agreement and for Israel's withdrawal from the West Bank. And those are more likely to curtail useful negotiations than to bring them to a successful conclusion.
Jeff Rathke speaking at the U.S. State Department. It's been a year since a small boy died of Ebola in a remote part of southeastern Guinea. Guinea has since reported at least 2,597 cases, but it's the country's neighbors, Sierra Leone and Liberia, that have been hardest hit. Sierra Leone has started a new push against the virus, and look takes a look at how those efforts are going.
Sierra Leone is concentrating its efforts in the north and west of the country. The government prohibited public gatherings at Christmas. The Northern District of Port Loko marked the holiday by declaring a lockdown as health workers went door to door. The World Health Organization says transmission remains, quote, most intense in the West, including the capital Freetown. It will be weeks before Sierra Leone can judge the full impact of these new efforts. And look, Dakar.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko signed a bill today renouncing his country's non-aligned status, but indicated he will hold a referendum before seeking NATO membership. He also says he intends to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande on January 15th. Russia's currency fell sharply today, that after a government report showed the economy shrank in November and predicted a 4% decline for next year. The Chinese government's grip on the internet tightened again, with Google's Gmail largely inaccessible for a fourth day. Internet transparency monitor GreatFire.org reports the email service is 84% blocked in China after months of disruptions. The United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed to share classified information concerning nuclear threats from North Korea. According to the Pentagon, under the trilateral pact that went into effect today, the U.S. Defense Department will be the hub for that intelligence. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.